Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Don't worry, listener. From now on, all of our intros will be at least 4 minutes long. It seems to be the pattern now. Hello and welcome to Click It or Ticket.
Yeah, and on top of that, from now on, they'll be entirely Game of Thrones related. There will be no more variety here.
Yeah, next we'll have Joffrey Baratheon rapping or something.
Can we have like a dubstep Game of Thrones? Oh, Christ, I bet there is one. I bet there is.
We're looking at you, Alston.
Yeah. We're all our listeners.
Dubstep and birthdays is what Alston does best.
We should get an Alston Street team to just like hype us up, and I could see us being the voice of that young area that I've been to 12 times.
We could tear it up.
I mean, yeah.
And that's our cast. Good night, everybody.
All right, yeah. No,
Alston for life. Good night.
We need to get to work on the street team. We'll see you guys later.
Ryan couldn't do the drop because he's too busy looking at YouTube dubstep Game of Thrones.
How much is there? I bet there's a lot.
At least five
is the rule.
On your own personal headsets, you pick the best one. Bring it on to the cast in a few minutes once you have it ready, all right? We'll move on with the radio show we're trying to do here, okay?
Try to penetrate the enigma. That is me.
Says Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan, you're always asking us to penetrate you in some way. And you know, I'm tired of it, personally. Personally, I'm frankly tired of it. Personally and frankly.
Are you done, Ryan?
Hey, it's Frankly coming over to play.
Frankly got so hot. He used to not be hot, but now Frankly's so hot.
Frankly is a friend of ours, if you don't know, who is a fat shit. And then Frankly lost a lot of weight.
And Frankly got a haircut.
And that's our podcast. Good night, everyone.
We're doing our own drops.
Because Ryan is surfing the web on his mini little surfboard there.
Oh, shit. Two Apple products in the mix. Got the iPhone out.
At least have the Randy Horn queued up. So
these
you can...
are all pre-prepared talking points, by the way, that we're doing. We're exhausting all of them.
I'm just worried because we're burning through them so fast.
All the page turning you're hearing right now is me rustling.
I thought Ryan pulling out his iPhone would be literally minutes of material, but... No. The answer is no.
Two iPhones in the mix was supposed to take you like a minute and a half.
I'm actually... No, that's baseball. We talk about baseball shit all the time.
Too much.
Current event.
Some would say.
Current event for me.
I'm losing in the shit bowl this weekend.
The shit bowl? Christian's way ahead of me right now in our fantasy baseball playoffs, but...
Is this the finals?
Oh, wait. We forgot to play our like super cool sports update music before. Hang on. Ryan?
Ryan?
I would.
Jesus.
All right. Wow. Yeah. This show's official.
Put in the record books, ladies.
Professional times here. Click it or ticket.
Welcome back to our best podcast ever. This is Pete Mutino. If you just tuned in,
every time
we talk about Ryan's Apple products and dismissing baseball ideas.
This is all for our demo reel.
Every White Sox game, Hawk Harrelson. The first time the opposing team gets a hit, he says, "Well, you can cancel a post game show."
There you go.
So every time Ryan fucks up a draw for the first time,
that works.
Cancel a post game show. We should have some Hawk Harrelson drops.
We could.
Some hick baseball announcer yelling at people. Anyway, fucking shit, dude. What you got Bowie bags? This is the first time with
podcast
this is our first. It's the first Bowie cast in a long time.
Podcast.
Do we have like an ow drop?
Bowie, can you growl into the mic for us? Maybe if I
prod your jam. His ears are perking. He's kind of. Glenn's giving him a red rocket. Glenn is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a first in American radio.
Interested.
The first time a dog has been manually stimulated to orgasm on the radio.
I think Stern.
You're welcome. That. You're welcome.
Stern's
Baba Booey, podcast pups, penis,
dog
Baba
penis,
Booey.
Dog penis.
Do you think we could get some hot PETA chicks on here and like hold some like ugly animals no one cares about hostage until they get naked and make out?
If we could find them, I'm down to try.
Dude, if we could get chicks to this podcast, I think we'd be in the win column for a while.
We've had chick... before.
A couple times there's been one girl. Different girls every time.
Yes, Safari Tanner.
Tanner and Kathy, who was also on the cast, they're Basil died. Tanner's snake Basil died. actually.
Basil Expedition.
Yeah. Exactly. It was the corn snake. But they're moving to New Orleans. Just they picked up and they're just moving there. From Portland, Maine to New Orleans.
Are they going
to
start a family together?
What are they going to do when they
get
to New
Orleans? Well, I don't think they can because she's Asian and he's white. So I don't think they can have offspring.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure God doesn't like that.
Yeah, because
some of like they just biologically
it's
cannot.
Gut feeling,
no,
you know,
they can
it's
breed
just
this generation, but the
God's
offspring
like
will be
this.
Sterile, right?
Like
a, you know, when you make a mule,
like a mule.
Yeah, right.
So mule sex?
No, yeah, there's, it'd be sterile. The offspring
Wait,
would be sterile.
Wait,
so you're calling Kathy a mule?
No, I'm calling her another species,
which is
much more racist and offensive.
Yeah, no,
she's
apparently,
another species,
apparently
so
they haven't like set up work or anything. They just picked up and like left, and they just want to. Move down there.
More power to him. I wish more people would do that.
Yeah, yeah, I wish more people had money to just be like, you know what? We'll move down there.
I don't think it's a matter of money. I mean, it's like...
just do it. Yeah,
Portland's a cheap. Portland's a cheap place to live, and so is... I imagine New Orleans would be cheap right now, right? Because everyone... there would be
You don't need to pay rent. There's enough like abandoned buildings and shit.
Well, didn't
you
the population didn't the population shrink by like 50% or some shit? I don't this is me talking on my ass, but didn't like everyone leave?
I don't know exactly, but...
A lot of people.
I don't know. That's a big move, though. I don't know how you go from Maine all the way down to New Orleans, but you know that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. And there's a hurricane there now, apparently. But
in New Orleans?
Yeah, shocker, right?
Of all the places.
You'd think, you know, it's like hurricanes don't strike.
Is it
twice,
Irene?
You know?
Did it pull a Yui and like get big again?
It's Katya, so it's like a Russian bitch hurricane.
Katya?
Yeah.
Katya with
I think
a
it's Katya. Katya
with a
K.
Yeah. All right.
We don't hit women down south.
Well, is that the hurricane talking?
Momentum stopping times here on Click It or Ticket.
I don't know.
Chivalrous hurricane times here on Click It or Ticket.
You brought up Safari Tanner, so I just thought it was interesting because I mean that's something that I've never done anything like that.
No.
I mean it's cool. I don't know.
Are there lots of poisonous snakes and lizards and shit down
tons.
There? Oh yeah.
In the swamps of Louisiana,
yeah.
Big
so
time.
He's in fucking hog heaven.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's like a pig and shit down
Can
there.
Can he make me a Nutria overcoat?
Safari Tanner, this one's going out to you. Nutria, one,
they give you
one XXXL big dog themed Nutria overcoat, please. For Glenn only wears big dog attire.
I need shitty slogans on my clothing, otherwise I can't wear it.
That or life is good will also be accepted.
Yeah, I need like a big fucking.
What was the whole life is good thing?
It's still
was
a thing.
It a lizard?
It's like I feel like only dads wear that.
It just
you
says
know?
Life
I think
is
even
good.
My dad has one.
Yeah, it's usually like an orange hat.
It has like eyeballs.
Isn't it
of
the
like
iguana
connected?
From like Turok? And it's like he's saying life is good. Or something.
Iguana from Turok and NBA Jam.
Wasn't that
yeah. Iguana got around?
Was a claim?
Activision?
Activision?
What?
Yeah, oh, Ryan,
claim
Ryan can you fact
iguana.
Check this?
Acclaim. It's
Acclaim.
Wait, no. Acclaim was involved in the game?
Yeah, okay. It
was, but Acclaim is where they chill like the NBA guy like dribbling across the Acclaim logo and then
okay,
he'd like
so
flip
it.
Well, the
and
company
like,
was Iguana. That's why it wasn't
Iguana. Yeah, it was just called Iguana like...
Limited?
I like... Have you actually looked through a Big Dog like catalog lately? Because they have all the old slogans.
No, I have not, shockingly.
Because they have all the old slogans of like... If you can't run with the big dogs, like, go fuck yourself or whatever, like, the other ones they had. But they also have, like, really just sort of, like, vulgar, gross ones. Like, if you don't like farts, like, watch out for my ass or something. Just like,
big dogs. My eyes are up here.
Big dogs, big farts
you don't like
or whatever
my shitty
is.
Cooking stay out of the fart oven or, like, whatever it is. It's so
my,
retarded.
My other big dog shirt is a big throbbing cock. It's like a dog winking, you know?
I would wear that shirt.
Fuck yes, I cut the sleeves off and never change again.
Oh, shit. Well, Christian doesn't listen to the show, does he?
Fuck no.
No.
Pete and I figured out what his birthday gift's going to be.
Yeah, Christian from Edge. I think I was telling you this the other day. Christian from Edge and Christian, the Fable tag team, famous for their chair work. Yeah.
This is a WWE for our listeners.
WWF back then.
Yes.
For our real listeners.
For our real listener, Colin.
Yeah,
Colin.
Of course, you
yeah,
love
Colin. Let me just feel.
But Christian is still wrestling.
To bring up draws in the blue meanie. All right. Continue. Sorry.
If you want to talk about draws in blue meanie, let's fucking get down to it because I will do it all night.
I'm more of a Farouk fan. If we really want to get into it,
okay.
Listeners, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Nick, you wouldn't last 2 seconds
to do with
in the
with
ring.
Drugs.
You wouldn't last 2 seconds in the ring with Viscera. Let me just tell you that.
Viscera, you mean like human. Fluids? Like,
Yeah. Try explaining that to Rakishi while he's giving you the stink face.
Wait, that sounds familiar.
Oh,
Is this Primal Rage?
Wait, Nick and I were talking about stink facing before the cast, I think, in some fashion.
A little bit, we were.
A little bit.
But
I forget why I was... Oh, yes, flip this. All right, Christian still wrestles, and he has a shirt that just says Christian on the back. On the front, it just says flip the switch. So we're thinking about buying Swifty for his birthday, an XXL, and, like, a petite women's. Both of the same thing, but pre-cutting the sleeves off and inadvertently getting him the most poon anyone in Alston has ever gotten.
Yeah, I don't know which one will be more seen, like the XXXL or the tiny one.
Regardless, he says like a shirt that's like a wrestling reference, ironically, and has his name on it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People are going to be like, oh my God, is your name Christian? He's like, yeah. It's like,
he'll be like, flip the switch, and then he'll like pull his dick out, and then the rest is history.
Even though realistically what will really happen is, knowing Alston, he'll be like, and it will just be that. Because every part I've been into, like, in Alston is just noise.
Mm.
And that's, like, and everyone's
and
like,
lots of people, like, humping each other as a joke. Like, dudes being like, oh, we're, like, humping each other. Isn't that funny?
I've never actually been to, yeah, the only parties I've been to in Alston were at Christian's apartment. But a lot of that consists of people fighting for control of the computer so they can choose which top 40 song they're going to put on.
Right.
And, like, laugh at, but not really. I don't...
Yeah, it's really original and funny. You know what's great? Dressing up like a hipster on the weekends when you're in your 30s. Playing pretend.
Yeah, listen, you have the most fresh experience with this shit because you go up there all the time.
Well, no, it's just
now.
Weird. Like, I don't understand their sense of humor. Let's give them that much credit, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm just not getting it.
You see a lot of 30-year-olds?
Some of them are. Some of them are, like, in their late 20s, early 30s and just, like, do this on the weekends because it's funny.
Interesting.
And like, or think it's cool. Or
it's weird though,
because
there's a lot of people, like a lot of people I've met up there in those like circles, the Alston social crew. Like, there are a lot of definite points where our senses of humor overlap. Like, there's a lot of intersection. But
yeah.
Then there's parts where it's just like, I don't fucking get it at all.
Because probably because there's nothing like nothing to get.
It's not
what
funny.
Assume.
It's just like, oh, look, we're being silly together.
I mean,
and like
not...
that was fun for me in fucking elementary school.
I'm not gonna trash.
And like maybe in the middle school, like that silliness fun where it's like I'm out and being loud in public with my friends. Like I'm talking. They do that thing where they talk loud enough because they want other people who they aren't out with to hear them
right.
And hear their conversations.
Dude,
and it's just so frustrating and stupid.
Every circle of chick friends has the one girl who's like the funny one. And they're all like, oh my God, like she's so funny. Like, look at that. Like, who's like, I can't believe she's doing that. And hello?
Yeah, we're all still.
My headphones just get pulled out.
Yeah, Ryan,
oh,
Ryan just pulled them out. Yeah.
I thought everything got cut. Sorry. Anyway, so they'll be like, "Oh, she's so funny," and it's just she'll just be like loud and kind of abrasive, and that's.
Oh,
like,
I've noticed that. It's just like, yeah, our friend Kelly, she's hilarious, and it's just like kind of the fat one who's the loudest.
Yeah, she can hold her booze until later in the night, and then gets kind of like angry.
And she quotes Wedding Crashers louder than anyone else.
Yeah,
like, you know, like,
yeah, and it's like quick with the Anchorman like quips, like, oh, it's good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, the fucking
heavy hitting Anchorman.
That's what she said. Shit, can that fucking die yet? I mean, holy balls.
Oh, man.
Holy fucking shit.
If it
how
was
tiresome.
Contented to stay with, like, it's like, oh, wow, like, my dad's gonna make a that's what she said joke. Like, I could live with that. But if it's, like, someone my age that I'm supposed to, it's like, you trying to get a laugh out of me with, like, a that's what she said in conversation?
It's never gonna...
I'm
right.
not gonna give
so
that
the whole
up.
Thing is, the shitty sex puns are always lazy. Like, it is a lazy joke. It has to be. I mean, and you can do them well, and you can do them creatively, but it's still a lazy joke. It's like, oh, what you said could also have been construed sexually. Like, haha. I do that shit all the time. I
right.
try to make it more fucking interesting. But, like, and that's what she said is deliberately a fucking lazy thing. So, like, is it just you're just pointing out, like, oh, by the way, that could have been a joke if we had felt like it? Is that all it is? Or, like,
and also,
what
like,
is it?
This
why
is
you
a joke
fucking say
told,
it?
Like, a million times?
Are they waiting for it to, like, become funny because it's so unfunny? Is that what it is? You just push it enough? That you
I'm
hope?
Not sure if The Office, like, brought it back because Michael Scott says it, but even when he says it, it's supposed to be, like, he's just...
It's supposed to be cringeworthy.
Maybe, yeah.
And like, it is.
He's in... It, like, when Michael Scott says it, it's part of an entire landscape
but
of
I think
a character
that's what
that's
brought
developed
it back.
Over years. It definitely is. It definitely
Which
is.
So
no argument
frustrating.
There at all.
Yeah.
But that's because it's that character. That character is actually a very, like, you know, thought-out, developed... thing.
Right.
And that's a part of it. So just, I don't know, just saying, I don't fucking get it. I mean, I get it. People suck and have a terrible sense of humor.
It's
like,
just like
they
a new
fit in,
lame
like,
version of remember when people would be like, oh yeah, you read the fortune cookie and then you add in bed to the end of it.
This one time
it's
at
like,
Bandcamp.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, and that one time at Bandcamp, like, it's not, it's like in lieu of me coming up with anything to say to you here, I'm just going to say...
Here's
like,
a socially acceptable broad stroke.
And not even socially acceptable. Like, here's like a five-year-old, like... Budweiser frogs, like, you know what I mean? Like,
what's up?
You know what I mean? Like, again, why don't we go back with that?
What's up is still funny. I don't care. If you bust a what's up and someone answers the phone, Critelli calls me all the time, and literally how I answer is just like, what's up?
Critelli is so good at that, too. He is so good at the what's up.
It's become now just a pattern. It's just like accepted that it's just like, oh, I have a call on the other line, dude. Let me call you right back. And then as soon as like the other person answers like hello, it's just like, what's that?
Shit.
We're adults.
But you know he's like trying to be funny. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, it's like levels of meta comedy.
Yeah, exactly. He's not playing
in
like
life.
The only card in his hand, which is like that's what she said. You know what I mean? That's
all right. So does that? I mean,
oh, I didn't fear trying.
I try to not get angry about it, but I fucking hear, if these are people I like who are. I know people who are funny people who fucking resort to that. Do that shit. It's fucking terrible. The fuck is it?
Do you want to cite some examples?
Call people out on the cast?
Throwing
we've never done
that.
We've never done that before.
Yeah, we've never used
hate cast.
Hate cast.
Boom.
Pod hate.
If I had a name to call out and say fuck you right now, I would do it, but I don't really. Nothing comes to mind.
Kevin Serga?
Killer. She means nothing to me.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right, James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond. You guys haven't talked to Sergo in years, but you should kill him, right? Right, guys? Right?
Save it for the kill.
Save it for the witty one-liner you say before we, like, throw him in an ice chest and then, like, off a cliff or something.
Ooh.
Because you need the witty one-liner. God, I really hope when I kill someone, I get to say something like that.
Oh, yeah. I hope I'm forced.
When I kill someone.
I hope I'm forced to kill one person
it's
in my life.
Happen.
Yeah, in self-defense. I hope that, like, I wound them, like, mortally and then have to, like, give them the coup de grace because it's like, this fucker's still in my house.
You should do the forward leg extension kick, like, into like, when Burns kicks Bart into the safe with the German artwork. Like, do that move into like a freezer or something, and that.
I don't
be
care
good.
How I kill them. I just hope when I kill someone, that it like comes to the situation where I have to say a quip.
Yeah, or at least you're afforded the time and
like,
it's, like
the situation
set up. Yeah, it's set up for you.
I don't know why I'd be killing someone.
Use skill quip.
Like some guy breaks into my house and he's actually trying to kill me, and I somehow like get him in a compromising situation. And he's like right by the yodels or something, and I could be like, it's just like yodelay he who, motherfucker. And he's like, no, please, like cap him between
dude,
the
it's
eyes.
Gonna, it's gonna suck when you get some murder gets pinned on you tomorrow because you say when I kill someone.
Yeah, I like the idea that you guys like he comes in and he has like maybe he has like a gun and you're like waiting right around the corner and you knock it out of his hands and the fight goes over into the kitchen. And he grabs the knife and you guys are both fighting over the same knife and you manage to get it out of his hands and. Cut off like all four of his fingers on one hand, and you're like, you should always cut away from your hand, and then you like cut off his hand, or something like that. Something like right. I don't need it to be big, you know what I mean? Like just something where like I'm giving him wizened advice, and then I kill him. You know
or
what you mean? It's like I've learned this since I was a kid. Yeah, like
or maybe
kind of
maybe like he's got. Maybe he's got a couple guns and he shoots a couple bullets at you with each one, and then you hit him with like a triangle of bullets in the chest, and you go, three of a kind always beats two pair. And
like, yeah, exactly. I just hope that happens to me. That's
yeah,
great.
We hope.
Nick's
win.
In like a firefight in his den. Like,
what a great story,
yes.
Though.
When
if you go to a bar,
lawyer,
it's like,
when
so
I'm a
then I
someday,
said.
This is totally going to fuck. All right, I want to do criminal law. That's what I think I want to do. And I'm just assuming I'm going to get to know some really fucked up people.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Going to be awesome. I'm so pumped.
The coolest
have
thing
so many,
ever,
I'm
though,
so many
is,
cool stories
the, like,
that I don't
look,
have
like,
now.
I need to know everything in order to protect you. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't properly defend you without, like, knowing the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of shit. And then he has to be like, all right. So, like, what we would do is we'd, like, use the jawbone from the last guy to, like, start, like, scraping the skin off his, like, abdomen while we were torturing him. And then we'd, like, start putting the teeth in, like,
oh,
major arteries.
There's going to be, like, the little things, too, like, the miscommunications where I say one thing to him. He's like, oh, no, like, I ain't going to do that. It's like, what do you mean? He's like, I ain't fucking killing that guy. He's like, no, I just meant you need to, like, go... get like a statement from him or something, you know, just the casual shit. It's like, yeah, this dude thought that casual expression X meant brutally criminal expression Y sort of thing is what I'm, even that little element is what I'm pumped
like
for.
Like having to like sell his sister into like some sort of sex slavery.
Yeah, like he tries
but
to
it's
give...
like, no, she needs to testify on the witness stand. That's it.
Or when he tries to give me something to like hang on to
yeah,
or some
yeah, yeah.
shit like that.
This is a sawed-off shotgun wrapped in big bricks of heroin. I can't accept this.
Is that? I assume that's blood. That's probably blood, isn't it? Yeah, that's blood.
God.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's blood.
Oh Lord.
I appreciate the thought, but
and loose needles in a shopping bag. That's good. Yeah, you can.
So you go. What's wrong with buckets? Like, okay. Let's start with where we agree. We both agree that we should work our hardest to keep you out of jail. What we don't agree on is how we should go about it. Keep it positive.
What I can't wait is like when you like fucking succeed and get like some fucking awful piece of human garbage back on the street. They're like, they try to like give you a gift afterward.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Something like that. It's
one of their trophies.
I know you're like really into sports, so I kidnapped Derek Jeter for you. Like that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Something where it's like, well, this is like, this gift is like so lavish, it's embarrassing. Even if you got it through like legitimate means, you're like shaming me with this gift.
Like,
but now that I know it's stolen, like what the fuck is the point here? Didn't I just get you out of jail? It's gonna be like, so here's like 40 stolen Rolexes in like a little briefcase thing.
Yeah,
like,
I'm so
like, thank you.
Or even
thank
the,
you for that.
Even the more like the pervy lowlife shit too. Not even like the freaky serial killer shit, but like the pervy lowlife thing. It's like, I know you're into sports, so like here's like 4 used condoms I found outside of Derek Jeter's house in the garbage. Like I think these I think he jammed these up like, in Minka.
Like, or it was just like, so I stole you this car. Like, don't worry about it. It's like, what did you say to the car? What's that? What did he say about my car?
I got you a great deal on it. Put it that way, kid. Put it that way.
And like, Wink's just like, I need to know. He's like, later.
This car belongs
thanks again.
To someone. It's like, believe me, no one will be looking for this car. Like, that kind of thing. Like, it's like, oh, like, how far? Like,
and, then
down?
And then they say something. It's like, yo, Mr. Schaefer. It's like, yeah, it's like, we make a good team. It's like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, exactly.
And he shows up at your house, of course.
I'm just hoping they get me a lot of.
Getting those charges dropped. So I took these pictures of Derek Jeter bench pressing in his garage. Like that kind of thing.
I'm just hoping for a lot of thank you hookers. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, the
thank
way,
you hookers
a
be
way,
sweet.
Like someone who thinks that armed robbery is okay. The
While
way
you're...
they feel like they can that it's acceptable to thank their lawyer. I just
their
can't wait to see what
their social
that is.
Norms.
Now,
are
when you call them a thank you hooker, is it you just get them the hooker? It's like, oh, thank you. Here's a hooker, or is it like a thank you hooker? Something that's specifically trained to be like a you're welcome.
Never
sort of like
one.
Does she do the
like well? She's fucking you like fuck her, and she's like thank you so much. Like you know,
hopefully both.
Oh, so she's been given like a message to
get
across,
you're
like
a specific
during the peak of orgasm.
It's almost
her.
Like a hired stripper. It's like I hear it's someone's birthday, but instead because it's purely carnal and for sex. While you're railing her, she's just like thank you so much. Like,
or no,
like,
even better
in your
like,
head, you're just like oh Bill, you're welcome.
They'll be like
and then you kill her.
Mr. Slice says thank you or like something like that from the client.
Exactly. Well, she's like,
I think of them like a tip though. Like that's not gonna be my salary. I'm not gonna get paid in hookers like. That's just like a tip. That's got to be like a gratuity.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, it's
yo,
like,
I got you a thank you hooker, Mr. Schaefer.
Obviously, they pay your lawyer fee. It's like, yo, Mr. S, there's something waiting for you in your apartment. It's like, you mean my home? Like where I live with my fiance?
How the fuck do you
you know what I mean? It's just like,
it's like, Mr. Schaefer, I got
like,
you.
Please, Mr. S, you've been looking up on me. I've been looking up on you. Like that kind of fucking thing.
Mr. S, it's a thank you hooker. You can come in whatever hole you want, and someone will kill her for you.
Nice.
It's like, oh dear God.
You just described like the best gift
Nick's
ever.
Nick's dream girl.
Seriously.
Self-killing
hookers.
You
can come wherever and someone else will kill
fantasy.
Her. Holy shit. I think that's what we're all like. That's what we're all hoping for.
That's what the
right?
future is headed towards.
Everybody says,
what
and
I
it's a good
the
thing.
Suicide girls.
Everybody,
were,
you know
it
when
turns
they say like
a bunch of emo chicks who like don't put out.
They
on
say
the
you're just like waiting for the right girl. I mean, like that is the right girl. But you were saying about like defending these, like getting one of these people off.
Yeah, how do you get right with that?
I would so much more right with that than like failing to defend an innocent person because
that would be
like I don't know. I the prosecutor sucks then, or like the evidence sucks. Like fuck cops.
Yeah,
like,
either way,
their...
you get paid. So right?
I have no look. It's part of the. It's the way this. I'm not going to fix the system. Like no one lawyer is going to do that. I'm actually more interested in terms of policy and like making an impact. I'm a lot more interested in going to like the DA's office
mm-hmm.
and actually looking at hopefully. Trying to recalibrate our priorities in terms of where the resources go,
mm-hmm.
What sort of crimes we actually really go after, and like the sentencing. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of that's really fucked
well,
up.
Dude, tell me about sentencing because I heard Charlie Murphy talking on a podcast, and he's like, "Yeah, so the guy got 25 years." He's like, "Or he's like, I mean, the guy got a life sentence." And like Joe Rogan, he was like, "Wow, that's fucking terrible." He's like, "No, he got 25 years. He was out in like a little less." Like,
well, I don't know. I mean,
what's the deal with that? Like, you get a life sentence unless it says life sentence without parole. Like, you can be out on the street in like 12 years. Like,
I have no idea how parole works. I just assume, like, you know, there's the out on good behavior. Like, a lot of people don't serve the full length of their sentence. A lot of that's for fiscal reasons.
But like, it's like you've done something so horrible. Now you get a life sentence. And then you can be out on the street.
A lot of
years.
Those are also like, there's a lot of the like mandatory minimum sentencing rules, like the three strike shit. A lot of that shit's retarded judges like have to enforce it, but then it's just like, I don't know, like, so you got caught with coke three times, you're in jail for life.
That's not the kind of thing
like,
I'm talking about. I'm talking about like you have been sentenced to life.
Yeah.
And you can be out in 12 years. Like, I'm not talking about, not in a three strike situation, like outside.
There's a lot of sides to it. One is that every state is incredibly different. Two, it's like a statute by statute basis. Three, the fact is, I don't, like, the person who maybe gives the sentence, you know, isn't the person who, you know, reasonable people can disagree. Like, you know, a parole board looking at it 10 years later might look at it and think, like, well, I don't know, if this had come before us, we might not have, you know, if I were the judge, I might not have given that sentence. This is me talking my ass and speculating.
What is a parole board made up of?
I don't know. This is all stuff I don't know. And a lot of it is stuff that they don't bother teaching you because it's like, you're going to, if you ever do go into that field, this is something that you're going to look up the specifics of it when you actually deal with the case.
Yeah, you'll learn everything like that in day one.
Because if you go to practice, if you learn all, I mean, we focus on New York law, obviously, because we're in New York. But, you know, we're made very aware that, like, especially with criminal law, because it's not a lot of, sentencing and stuff, that's not common law. All this shit's statutory.
Aside from, like,
statutory is fucking weird. Yeah. I mean, because it's all so custom. It's a completely unique. Common law, you can speculate. You can be like, oh, well, the majority of states do it this way, so if this came up, like, this is probably how it'd be dealt with.
Well, is there anything that's strikingly different for New York, aside from, like, the Rockefeller, like,
The property law is, like, the landlord-tenant law.
We're like, that sounds, is anyone getting boned? Who's getting fucked?
It goes both ways because you can tell.
I mean, it applies for the whole state.
Yeah,
they're sharing the load.
Yeah, but like the Manhattan shit's driving so much of the rest of the state.
Right.
There are things like in most states, and this is me trying to remember first semester in class I didn't do too well in. But like in most states, if there's like some sort of nuisance in the neighborhood or something like that, like I don't know, say there's like a protest outside or some shit like that in your building, most landlords like. Can't be held responsible, and you just can't do anything about it. In New York, I think if the landlord was in their power to do something about it, if they could have done something about it and didn't, they're like, you can go after them. Like that.
Yeah, like, so like if all they had to do was like barricade like the entry door to like prevent the riot from coming in?
Or, like if there's a whole bunch of, like I'm trying to think of it like a good example. I don't, like there's, in the neighborhood, there's some sort of, yeah, like the local garbage men are striking or some shit, and you know the garbage is like piling up and it like smells like shit. But like, say the building has its own trash service, and they could like, and it's on their curb or something. They could have moved it, something that was in the landlord's power to like get rid of the shit, so you don't have to like smell garbage in your house. I think like theoretically, that's, you could like not pay rent or something like that for those while that's going on.
Dude,
I'm trying to remember something to look into. There's like examples like that in like every state where there's statute of limitations for different things.
There's plenty of stuff I would like to know what the statute is so I could talk about on the cast.
The very first case that we learn in law school, like during orientation, they give us this book called Who's Monet, about some woman whose Monet was stolen during World War II from Germany, and it like floats around for decades, then pops up and is bought by some woman in New York, and she hangs on to it for however many years, and then like old German lady finds out about it and comes back to try to get her painting, and was there adverse possession or not? And a lot of that depends on when do you say that the statute of limitations started running, like when do you start counting the time? And different states have different laws now. Like New Jersey has one.
Well, what ended up happening with that case?
I remember there was a decision one way, it was reversed on appeal and then reversed again. I think the American lady got to keep it. I can't remember.
She used to have the fuck, like, that's stolen the fucking Nazi art, right?
Yeah, it was a Monet. But like Jersey, the statute of limitations doesn't start until like a reasonable owner would have started, like would have begun their search? Like, what or would have found that someone had it? Like, if they had, if an owner had started looking for it, would they, you know, would they have found it by then?
Yeah, like before that's the when, internet, especially, she could be looking for it forever. And even like good art circles, it could just never, it could be ships passing in the night. For
but
like
if you just if you just like sit on your ass and don't even look for it, like
so
you
she
don't
needs
get the,
to have like
you don't get the benefit of that. In Jersey, other states don't do that. Mm-hmm. They call it the discovery rule or something. So I don't know. Different states are like different as hell. And the parole board shit, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated. Yeah, it's like,
because it's like, well, this is like a priceless piece of art that was stolen, and I tried my fucking damnedest forever, and I could never have even conceivably found it almost before the internet, and let aside from like dumb luck, then it should start at like 1995.
Yeah, what a reasonable. And and that's part of adverse possession, is you need to hold it publicly enough that the owner can know, like, hey, this person's trying to take your shit. But I don't know. I'm the fact that even this conversation that you're asking these questions really interests me is more of a sign that I want to do the criminal law, because you're talking about like parole boards and stuff. I'm like, this shit is fucking fascinating.
Yeah, it's so much more like, interesting, because I feel like there's a prison economy in this country. Like, we're privatizing prisons. Like,
what is it, like 1 in 20 people are in prison in this country?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's astounding.
Or maybe a little less.
There's
20.
There's 20. There's 20 something million people in the prison system.
Yeah.
There's like 8 million people on parole. So over 8 million people or something on parole. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And it's so fucking weird because, like,
they're on probation and shit, too. Like,
people hear those numbers and think somebody should do something about it. But then one guy who got out on parole, like, knifes a 6-year-old to death with, like a dagger condom or something. And then, like, on his dick. And then everyone's like, I can't believe he was out. Like, who can you let him out? It's like, I don't know.
The
like,
for me is that
he was in there for unpaid parking tickets.
You get out like, of prison. If you served long enough in prison, I think it's, like, 3 years or 2 years, you get out. And especially if you're a convicted felon, you can collect, I think it's like $1,200 a month.
Shit.
Just because it's like, well, no one will hire me because I'm a felon.
I think the average...
So you can just like have a, I was a felon salary, which is about what I'm making now, just because you got fucking arrested and you're a felon?
Well, there's still like...
That is fundamentally broken, dude. I don't know. I'm sorry. That's bullshit.
We're probably still saving money because I think it's like 30 to 40 grand to house a prisoner a year.
Yeah, I don't care. I'd much rather have them in prison than get to live free and make the same I do because they were fucking criminals.
Yeah.
That is fucking bullshit.
No, it's retarded.
Like,
I mean,
more like a third of the country makes what a
it's
fucking
bullshit
felon
slash
could.
Like a great life plan.
If a felon just wants to cash in and get that like monthly check, they make up like about what?
And
like,
I don't
what, like,
vote anyway.
Of the country
so
makes?
You know,
well, there was this Irish comedian who actually pointed out that he was like John Lynn, and he actually said he's like, you know, I'm on the dole and you know I'm on welfare and he's like, and all my friends are on welfare. Like, oh, you can't make a living. Like the money's shit. Like you can't gain money. He's like, and you know what? And the money is shit. But the hours are fucking fantastic. So I don't know. I just know that there's a lot of people in jail where I don't want them. I don't want to be paying for them to be in jail. Like it's just like a waste of everybody's money.
I don't want
money.
Them to be paying for them in jail. Yes, I'm not saying that.
Or
at all.
No, I know, but the
but
out
I'm
of jail too. That's I didn't know about that. That's fucked
fucking,
up. I'd like to find out more
if
about
you have
that.
To you know who doesn't care about hiring you? Fucking go dig a ditch. They don't do a background check for that. But you'd be making the same cocksucking money that I'd be making if I went and got a job at Target.
How many of those prisoners bitch about illegal immigrants coming in and like taking up all the jobs and stuff? Because they're not doing background checks on those guys.
Because they're making a full like say you know, like a day
go stand outside a Home Depot, bro.
Seriously,
it's so infuriating. The fact that there is a safety net because you're a convict to make basically like what like 20% of the country makes.
Well, I bet Rick Perry will get rid of that.
It's absolute bullshit.
Well, what?
I don't know. I mean,
the problem's obviously with there's too many people in prisons, and there's not enough like education or some shit going on.
Well, the community service shit. I mean, you guys could speak to.
Yeah.
Good time.
We did 40 hours of community service. It was good stuff. I delivered furniture around. It was nice.
Furniture
one day.
Yeah, I took furniture from like we go pick up people who donated furniture.
I mean,
furniture
to, like,
and,
bring it up on the air if you guys don't want to talk about it. I feel
and then
bad.
We'd like bring it to like the hood. And I saw some of like the saddest living spaces I've ever seen. And like,
I'm not sure if I told the story of me and Swifty's first day on the job at community service, but
I apologize by the way for bringing it.
Oh,
up.
Oh, that's fine. No,
it's okay. It's not on our record.
Not on our record.
It's been expunged, son.
But this is our record.
Yeah,
this
that's
is our
fine.
Record
it's podcast.
But we're in like South Norwalk, which if you're not familiar, like we were like on South Main Street, which is just I have a robot voice right now. By the way, I hope you're enjoying that.
Sounds perfectly normal, my. Cans of it.
Pete Bot has a story. Listen up.
Guys, it's time for me to tell you.
But we're in this like really shady ass park in South Norwalk behind the community service place. And we like start like picking up trash and shit, and then there's just a loaded shotgun with all these used needles next to it.
Oh, in the leaves, right?
Yeah, it was in the bushes.
Oh, yeah, because you guys were raking leaves.
We were raking leaves and like doing the whole like pointy stick bag thing. And
wow. Do they have any orange jumpsuits? Like,
no, they weren't on the highway, Nick. They weren't like.
I would prefer to have been on the highway.
Did John Malkovich steal the plane you guys were traveling?
There was no guy riding near them on the horse, you know, like with a shotgun, with like big aviator sunglasses, being like.
They called me Cyrus back then. They were blessed times.
Was Paul Newman digging a ditch next to you?
Like, Pete, you remember when you snuck away from the group to go fuck and kill that kid?
Well, I didn't fuck her. I just like got her naked and made out with her a lot while I like jerked off.
But then you jubilantly found all that women's clothing and like danced around in it. Remember, you jubilantly danced around in the tranny clothes.
And then I got slapped with 4 more hours of community service for that. I mean, come on,
God, this system, man, fundamentally broken.
Prisoner.
So I was in state issue detention, and I find a loaded shotgun, these needles, and I was like, "So, what's the ruling on this?" And they were like, "Oh fuck, get inside!" Like everyone, and then we just kind of sat around for the next 2 hours, and then I got to leave.
Serving our community by finding guns.
Yeah, I have a funny story.
We got to end our community service 12 hours early, though, my brother and I, because we were white. And if you think white people are racist, like, consult Jamaican dude who works in the hood.
Oh, what was he? Dude fucking hates black people.
His name is Matthew Skeet. Skeet motherfucker.
Oh, this guy is so. We got to tell him.
Ryan, can we get a drop in honor of Mr. Skeet?
Remember Matthew Skeet's business in his land of origin? No?
No, I do, yes.
All right, so Matthew Skeet had a thick Jamaican accent, and he talked to Christian and Pete more about it. I used to call him Mr. Skeet, because it's just, like, too funny. And he told them about it, and he told me about it as well. He used to run a dog-fighting ring.
Whoa.
Yes, he had pit bulls in Jamaica.
Yeah, and he used to talk that, like, the pit bulls are the best, and talking about, like, the thickness of their neck, and, like, how quickly
fighting?
They can, like, twitch their necks laterally, yeah. And, like, that they bred out, like, all of the weakness and impurity.
You think your bullets can hurt him?
Yeah, now we're looking at Bowie, and he is a quarter ridgeback, half pit bull, and a quarter boxer.
But like, who would
want to
kill that? Who
he's just so cute, such a puss.
He's like planking right now.
Yeah, he could never be in a dogfighting.
What
ring.
Is the planking thing?
I don't know. It was everyone's like, oh, it's this new sensation. Like, really, I've
everyone
never heard
seems
of it.
To. I have
People
a bunch
have
of
died.
Employees at work
really?
Who are like
Good.
So angry and against planking. That I feel like I have to become so.
That's where you have
pro
sex with
planking.
Dave Plank.
There's already like a newer one too than planking. There's like a more advanced version of
planking.
It. Yeah.
That was a shout out by Nick to our number one listener.
Someone was like planking on a like on a balcony on like a 6 or 7 story balcony, and they
nice pizza.
Planked, and I guess I think you're plank. It's like an extended thing. It's not like you hold a pose for 1 second and then. The part of the planking is that you stay there for a while, and I think they got tired and they were kind of drunk, and they just like rolled off the balcony. They fell off the balcony.
Nice.
Ryan, are you just fucking with the drops, Ryan?
I would.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a bunch of drops in front of me, I would probably be fucking with them. Oh yeah, can you? Is that coming up? I don't really
that's
hear it in there.
That's a sprinkler.
Yeah, yeah, it's a
sprinkler. Okay. All right. But wait, Mr. Skeet, he had the dogfighting ring, but you said he was racist against his own kind.
Well, sort of. No, he was just like, he's like, all the other people that come in here, man. He's like, I can tell you good kids. Like, I don't know. I don't want to waste your time here. So our last 2 days, he told us just come in at 8 a.m. and, like, sign a sheet, and I'll say you work there for the remainder of your hours.
Yeah, that was the thing is, like, if you're supposed to show up at, like, 7:30, like, the first jobs went away at 8 o'clock, and, like, the latest you could show up was 9 o'clock. I think, or something like that, or 8:30 or something.
Yeah.
And kids would roll in at, like, noon and be like, yo, shit, I just got up. Like, what am I doing today? They'd be like, you're going back home because you showed up too late for your community service. Like, all like,
it's like you're doing this,
you know,
instead
I mean?
Of being in jail. Like, you're fucking walking.
And the way they have it set up is if you show up at 8, they'll say you stayed until 4. And you can just leave usually at, like, 1
Give
or 2.
Give me an incentive. If, like, if you actually make
most
a
of the time,
good
yeah.
faith effort.
Yeah, like, I would go out. I always got there early so I could get on the furniture truck with this dude, Jose. He was this awesome Puerto Rican dude. He had, like...
Jose was not that awesome.
No, to me, he was. I don't know why.
Oh, no, he was just obviously psychotic.
Yeah, he was crazy, but it was fun. Like, we drive around to, like,
Clint,
these really
kindred
nice
spirits
houses.
For Glana, man.
And as long as, like, he knew I worked hard, so we would go out really hard in the morning. We'd pick up a bunch of shit, and we usually went and picked up shit, dropped it off, and then picked up more shit, dropped it off, and then he would just let me go home. So however fast I felt like working was as fast as we'd be done for the day.
And we go back and play Oblivion.
We usually finish before 1, and then I was fucking done with it. And I'd work 4.5 hours hard and get 8 hours and he would write on the sheet for 8 hours. I never asked him to do that. And I'm like, he's like, oh, you're done for the day. I'm like, no, man, I need the hours. Like, I'll see if they need anything else done. He's like, no, fuck that. I'll tell them you work with me all day.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, if you work hard, they don't care. But, like, for some reason, most of the kids, like, even white kids show up, like, they're, like, the same sort of, like, thugged out. It's like, please, why are you wearing, like, a FUBU velour jumpsuit to go to community service? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
it's true.
Where are some clothes you're going to do some work
in? Dude,
in
Ireland, fucking everybody showed up. Almost all of the defendants in the criminal courts, especially, were showing up in, like, tracksuits. The fucking, all right, because all the, they don't have black people in Ireland. Like, everybody's fucking white and Irish, and everybody's from there. Or now there's, like, Polish people there, too. But, like, everybody fucking wears, there's this chavs, or what they call in England, they're called knackers in Ireland. They're, like, the like, urban, white, poor, like, trashy, shitty, whatever. And they all wear fucking tracksuits. They
yeah, it's love sort of like, it's sort of like
fucking tracksuits.
Like,
dude,
right?
When they said wear a suit to court, they didn't mean one that said fucking Adidas on the back. Like, yeah. They meant, like...
The North in England is the same way, right? Like, they all it's mostly wear the trashy tracksuits.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I mean,
that's
I'm sure, like,
noticed.
Nottingham
yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
that,
yeah. Like, the further north you
but
get,
it's
the
just, it was incredible. It was incredible to me. And you'd have people coming in, because their sentencing is so light. Mm-hmm. You could actually get sentenced to, like, a year in jail or, like, a couple months in jail. And then they bring you over to the jail. If it's full, they'll be like, I don't know, leave. Like, they won't, like, they don't have room.
That's brilliant. So there could and be, like, some dude, like, fucking sleeping off a DUI in there, and then, like.
Yeah, I didn't actually see this case. My friend Dan did. But this was, you know, Court of Criminal Appeals in Ireland. And this guy was up for his, he had been convicted for a second time for raping a 6-year-old. Like raping a 6-year-old.
Why is there
and
a
he
second
got,
time?
He got yeah, I know. And he got 6 years. That's it.
The same amount of years of the kid. So if,
yeah, exactly.
So if you rape a 1-year-old, you only go to jail for a year.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a smart move. This guy's an idiot.
Dude,
don't rape grandma, kids.
Do you know what sexier 1-year-old is anyway?
So it's sort of the same thing. So if you rape someone under one, they're like, ah, the jails are full.
They high five you and kind of like, they do the thing where they, like, slap you on the butt and, like, push you onto the football field sort of thing.
That is fucking, yeah. Like,
no, but I mean, the
isn't it like 6 years and we cut your dick off?
The sentence, dude, the thing is, the sentence is so light and they don't make you stay the whole term of it. And, you know, they commute the sentence or whatever it is, and they suspend the sentence a lot of the time. And so you have these people coming in who are like 25, 30 years old, who have 50, 60 convictions. And, like, they'll be appealing their conviction for, like, pulling a gun on a cop or something just because, like, they go, well, like, the prosecutor had some flaws in his case. It's like, yeah, well, the jury still thought you fucking did it. So, like, I can't even, like, we have, I don't know, senior judges dealing with this shit. And they're
like,
no, like, of course not. No, and we're going to give you the full sentence of, like, 18 months.
Weird.
Like, have fun.
So, like, that's the other side. Like, there's no incentive to, like, you might as well be a criminal because you basically get, like, a nice vacation with your
friends
every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, like, granted, a lot of the convictions are, you know, like, moving violations and stuff, like, mm-hmm. like that sort of shit. But still, at the same time, like, it's like, oh, and you can stack up a ton of convictions for one thing. It's like, oh, he was in public and he pulled a knife on a guy. That's, like, 8, you know, crimes or whatever it is. But still, even so, it's so I was looking at that and I was, like, thinking about the states where, all right, in the states, a lot of the studies have shown that it's not, people don't really give a shit about how long their sentencing is because people say, oh, well, we really want to shut this crime down. We're going to make the sentence a lot longer. But that doesn't actually change anything. Like, criminals aren't deterred by that at all. Because when you're going to, like, shoot somebody, you're not thinking, like, geez, if I get caught, this is going to be 25 years, not 20. Like, you're not thinking
right.
that at all. You're just thinking, am I going to get caught? And that does, if you think you're going to get caught, that does deter criminals. And so it's like having these really long sentences don't make a ton of sense unless you really think they're going to reoffend. But at the same time, there is that, I still think there is that, like, minimum threshold. There has to be a minimum threshold where you take it seriously. Because it's like, if you get caught for murder and you're going to do 6 months, it's like, yeah, I'll fucking ice this guy
for
6 months.
Then it's
like,
your
whatever.
Best interest, too. It's like, okay, right. the difference between, this is the way I really look at it is, I'm a robber, right? Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean,
yeah.
We're saying that, woo! And then we're also saying
no,
that.
But, yeah.
So theoretically,
are we listeners?
In a perfect world, I have the black fingerless gloves. I'm fucking. I have a sweet cape. I'm an old school robber.
The mask that just covers your eyes.
And a lot of most people who are just thieves, they do not use like guns. They have guns. They would not take a job where they would have to ever use them.
Hmm.
They'll go their entire criminal career robbing people and hoping, ideally, shooting for never having to even pull their gun out Maybe to defend something, maybe for something shoot unrelated, like
something.
Fencing something off. Maybe something goes down there. But in terms of the actual like robbery, you want to pick a robbery where you don't have to fucking hold, take hostages or shoot anyone. And there's a certain group of criminals who do that. And then there's a group of criminals who want to go in, shoot everyone, and fucking take whatever it is. There are two different kinds of people. If there's nothing,
Mr. Blonde and Mr. White.
If there is nothing there for a person where it's like, well, this is a sweet score, and we may have to like fucking shoot the security guard or at least like hold him at gunpoint, there's nothing stopping you from taking those scores then if you're never going to get really in trouble for stepping it up and taking those bigger bigger risks, really. If the risk is irrelevant,
there
in the
has
long
to be
run.
A difference.
Yeah,
there has
exactly.
To be a
without a doubt. Because like those people cross that line whenever they feel the need is the risk outweighs the or the reward outweighs the risk.
Well, at least in Ireland, the sentencing, I mean, they factor in, they look at, they try to look at as many, you know, facts of the case as possible, and so there is a difference if you rob like a business versus a home. Mm-hmm. They do distinguish. It's like when you go into someone's home, it's like. Really, it's like
you're
listen,
accepting
we're,
that
we're,
there is like 2.5 kids and a mom and a dad,
or just the fact that we're a society where we really want the home to be like a safe place, and you know if you're a business owner, sort of like you don't have to be a business owner, but you have to have a fucking place to live. So
yeah, and the
you
business
know, like,
owner, it's like they know right. that this is like you're making. There's money that's exchanged here. It's not really
it's
about,
a risk.
It's
inherent
not about
to
your
business.
Business. It's about like the money in it. You know what I mean? And that's the same for anything.
Right.
I don't know, but I mean. I don't know. I mean, do you think the community service, I mean, you're talking about, do you think that actually is like a punishment to anyone? Do you think they even give a shit?
Oh,
like,
no. For the people there, no. For me, I'm just like, well, if I ever do anything, I'm going to be way smarter about it. And like, and that's it. It's just like, I don't feel comfortable doing anything, even like slightly illegal, really, in public. Because it's like, I know what the consequence is and it's not fun, you know? But other than that, that's about it.
I feel like actually going into court and like shame
is
worse than like
having to
actually...
go in court and look at a judge and like having to bring your mom in for leverage and being like, and my mom is here and they see that you took the time to dress up and you look remorseful.
That's what blew
having
my mind.
Having to put on a remorseful face for a judge kind
of
sucks.
That's what blew my mind is that people were coming up in front of like senior judges in like tracksuits. It's like, dude, come on.
Just
like,
take that extra 2 seconds.
Do you actually want to succeed in this appeal?
Do they genuinely
they
not
think
understand?
That far.
Do they not get it? Do they not understand?
I don't
that,
know
like,
if they're raping six-year-olds.
Is it, oh. though, is
I mean,
it
we're talking
like
about
selling out for them?
We're talking
is that
about
it?
We're talking about like there's a huge variety of different types of criminals we're talking about.
No,
here.
I know, but it's the
like,
same thing. I went to court for like a moving violation thing like a while ago, and I just sit in a court, like a real courtroom, and then they told me I could just go upstairs and talk right to like the DA or whatever, and just like talk directly. And she was just like, "Yeah, all the insurance stuff is in order. You're fine. Get out of here." You know what I mean? Like the taillight thing was gonna be repaired anyway. But I sat there in the courtroom for like 3 hours, and I see this like row, like after row of like white people with cornrows, black people with cornrows. The clothes were exactly the same. They were wearing like a do-rag or like just baggy sweatpant clothing with like a matching, like a whole sweatsuit. Or like a jumpsuit.
The and more affluent were wearing like Brandon Jacobs jerseys.
Yeah, and then you see a kid. It's like this kid was caught with some marijuana, and he's there with his mom, and he's a Polish kid, and the mom doesn't speak any Polish, so they have to get an interpreter from the mom, and she's obviously like very upset that her son like did his best to dress up. He put on like a polo shirt, and he
polo
has it buttoned
shirt.
Up a little too high, and he has it tucked in. You know he's like making an attempt.
He's trying, yeah.
And the DA didn't fuck with him, and the judge was like, okay, he's going to do his community service. He is eligible for this accelerated rehabilitation program.
Well, because that's the thing. If you run into like a kid who's 18 to 25 or something like that, and he rolls in and it's like the first offense or something like that, and you look at it, as a judge, I'm assuming – you have to look at the fact that if you really hit them hard, there is that line of like, oh, we want to scare them into not doing it again. But at the same time, if you hit them hard enough with the sentencing, it can like fuck up the rest of their life's prospects. Yeah. And just like that could mean you're creating a life like a criminal for life.
You can break their spirit sort of. With
yeah,
that.
Oh,
absolutely.
Also,
yeah.
So.
Or at least like they're
and that's why
like
Pete's
they're...
a fucking criminal now.
Yeah.
Pete's still going strong.
That's why Pete's a criminal.
And that's what I do.
Yeah.
You well, Pete was going to be.
Pete.
We were talking about you and Will had recast Reservoir Dogs that one time with our friends, I think. Was that right?
I think we did, yes.
Who was I? Am I like the fat one at the beginning who like isn't related to the
robbery Tarantino, at all? You're Tarantino. You're Mr. Brown.
Well, yeah, what am I? I'm Mr. Shit? Brown? That's a little clue too close
piss,
to Mr. Shit.
Shit. piss and shit.
You were Mr. Pink.
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm neurotic.
Who would I be?
You would be...
Don't tell me I'm that fat fuck in like the sweatsuit, like the tracksuit.
Oh, that's good. No, how about you're his dad?
You want to be Joe?
Oh, you don't fucking tip? Yeah, I'll be that guy. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Bring me my money.
Yeah, you're so not nice.
Who didn't throw in a buck? All right, normally, because you're asking, normally never do it.
Who's
don't mind what you normally
fuck with you.
I pay for you the meal, you leave the tip. Like, I love that. Yeah, I love it. Now, who am I? Tell me who I am. Tell me, Pete.
I was Mr. Wyatt. I was pumped about that.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah, and you're wearing the shirt to match today, Nick.
I don't
tell
think
me.
You were even in it.
Oh,
I don't
sweet,
think we were really
sweet.
Hanging.
Not even
time.
In it. Not even
you
in
were
it.
Too busy, like, being, like, hanging out with Tyler and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, sorry, like forming guys. Great super groups such as the Jitters.
I was trying to make it, guys.
Do you guys know how good being on track is?
Hey, the band is really important
awesome.
To Glenn.
I will never, like, no, track was, I don't regret a minute of that. It's a sport where it's about, like, you.
Oh, no,
and
track
the majority
is fine.
Of the kids are worthless.
You had a pretty huge high school resume. I mean, you had the you had track, you had band, you were captain
jazz
of the ski
band.
Team.
Did
were,
the announcements?
I was captain of the ski team for 3 years. Captain
were you prom
jazz.
King or homecoming
I
king?
I was homecoming king.
Even better.
I made damn sure of that.
Yeah, you did. Twice.
There was actually strong.
Speaking of me being a criminal, that was
you,
where
you,
I got my early start, stuffing ballot
you
boxes.
You need to say twice after that.
In Illinois, I don't
twice.
Even think that's illegal. In Illinois, I don't even think that's illegal.
Yeah.
Although,
dude,
I think...
Pollock, Mike Pollock, we met him on the cast earlier. He could definitely use your skills at stuffing the ballot
Michael
box.
Politics?
Michael
there Politics? There was a really strong push for of write-in ballots for Tom Gillespie's prom queen once, I remember.
Oh, that's brutal.
But,
that
I
poor
didn't,
kid.
It's
why didn't I hear
I like
about
that
this
kid, but,
I know, you got a bum rap.
But wait, politics. I thought Michael Politics was, he had said he just wanted to be a political hatchet man. I don't think he actually wanted to be a candidate. I think he wanted to be on someone's staff who torpedoes people.
His ideal, I
but
think
he wants
his,
to have like a nice corrupt
his
election.
His ideal thing
where,
is that he's like running a campaign, you know?
He wants to be a campaign manager?
Or like, something like that.
I don't
know,
think
where,
he even wants his name
no,
on something
no,
that much. I think
be,
he wants
like,
to be
pulling
like,
strings behind yeah. the scenes. So he definitely will need like, you know, a little bit of a push
like,
every once in a while in the district.
Pete's Footloose posters. First semester senior year of high school, I was a student director, and Pete was Willard in Footloose. Willard's the backwoods retard who befriends the dancing hero.
And Pete
Kevin
took
Bacon.
The retard shit way over the top.
Oh no!
Like,
it was just right.
Pete added a
oh, I played him like he had, like yeah.
if anyone
at
touched
point,
him, he would violently respond.
The show, like,
and the director was like, "Go with it."
At some point in the show, he hides under a table and does like four or five lines from under the table.
It was the equivalent of me masturbating on stage. I just did whatever I wanted,
and, it was
and I will never have a more gratifying experience on stage for the rest of my life.
It was so fucking
unless
funny.
Unless you were
actually
masturbating
on
stage,
it was so fucking funny. Shit, I can't remember where I was going. Oh, posters? Your poster. Pete had actually suggested like posters that we were going to put up to like advertise the show. One was just a foot crushing it, like a Monty Python foot crushing a church, which was great. And another one was there was
it embodied the story.
A loose foot like destroying religion.
He like out dances the church.
And the one that I preferred
that
was
my big argument. I was like, that's 100% accurate to what happens.
The one that I preferred though, which was sillier, was it was. These two big, like, ghostly hands, like in Super Smash Brothers, like the master hand. It's like two of them, like, holding all these marionettes, and the marionettes are clearly all the characters in the show, like, very clearly done. And the hands, like, behind the hands holding the marionettes are these, like, two, like, sinister, like,
in
alien
shadow,
red.
Like
there's
shadow.
A shadow with red eyes and then, like, a hat. So it's clear, like, Willard is, like, was, like, the evil
and across
puppeteer.
The knuckles, it said Willard.
Yeah. like this retarded kid who just quotes his mother and, like, doesn't
like it's
like
what
to
I did
touched.
With my free time when I was in high school.
It's
you
like
also
the mass-
added lines to that show.
Oh, yeah. I used to get notes, and she was like, that line is like, I hate assholes. It was like really funny, and I was like, yeah, I made that up. And she was just like, what? And it was like, dress rehearsal. I was like, yeah, in about like 4 weeks ago, and you didn't say anything because I thought it was funny, and I just left it in. She was like, okay.
Oh yeah, really he was supposed to be best friends with, like, he's the only kid who's friends with the new kid, Kevin Bacon / Will Nichols. And Pete would like hurt him a lot on stage, and Will would react, like Will was in on it. It's like yeah. He would slam his head on a table and we would scream and stuff.
Yeah, we're
and the
be
scene
best
would
friends.
Continue as if it didn't happen.
We just had in all these scenes where I like beat the shit out of
to,
Will.
To like a packed audience cheering.
And there are all these moments
that was,
where, like,
that was the only show the whole time I was there that had like a near sellout crowd every night. And,
all three
and
performances were like
was,
sold out and they
yeah,
loved
and the
it.
Whole crowd was like that. Like
I got a standing
awesome.
Ovation every night.
Yeah, they loved the show. Everyone else like filed out like politely at the end. Like all the other shows I saw there, but yeah,
it was
no.
Great. I mean, there was I mean, you had the tard squeal, too, which you can't do anymore.
Apparently. No, I can't.
It was just really a high-pitched shriek that he would kind of do whenever somebody, like, offended Willard's retard code of honor or whatever it is.
He let one go
like,
from under the table. And, it was,
and he would, like, he would kind of, like, cock his elbow in, like, this sort of horizontal uppercut position. Like, he's going to, like, old-style pugilist, like, deck somebody. And then,
It was good. It was good shit. It was good acting.
Yeah, I went to see it. So, I paid good money for that.
Coach Dunbar was a fun, like, angry Southern person too. I had a little cameo as like the gym teacher slash football coach who's like hates dancing and votes with the Reverend all the time. I'm assuming our audience is like people know Footloose, right? This is a pretty common cultural reference.
Yeah, I would assume they're remaking it.
No,
in fact, really another movie.
Okay, so yeah, I just yell the
Ryan's
kids to do push-ups.
Trying to keep the cast in line. I don't know what he's.
He's doing the gif posted on our last podcast.
There was a gif?
Yeah, he did. Ryan made a gif when he posted on the site of just to keep it in line motion.
It's not a gif for not checking our own website.
It's a great gif.
Damn good gif.
You guys should come down the podcast and check it out.
Damn
check
good.
Out the gas, guys.
Oh, I make that gif.
I make that gas.
No, that was, I think our lives peaked in high school.
I think that's official. And this podcast is pure evidence of it.
With a rubber stamp on it.
Yeah, guys, let's talk about more stuff from high school. Remember when Pete got suspended and everyone made Free Pete signs?
I heard about t-shirts. It afterwards.
Yeah, you wanted t-shirts, but you weren't at school to institute that policy. And then you were back the next day.
Oh, my God, I played Zelda all day. Because I convinced my parents how it was bullshit, and even they were like, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
the home from school thing with parents' approval when you're not sick is amazing. Oh,
an impossibility.
It's the equivalent. No, it's like paid vacation.
You guys went on the D.C. trip, right, in 8th grade?
Yes.
Yes.
It's 3 days where the entire 8th grade of our middle school would go down to Washington, D.C. They stopped doing it because after 9/11, apparently. But I had gone to Quebec on the French trip the year before, and this for 8th grade.
Just
the trip
out of curiosity, do they still cancel trips on the pretense of 9/11?
I think they do Boston now instead of D.C. I don't know why they do.
Have they gotten over that, like, for the most part?
I have no idea.
It's I don't stupid. Think so. No, they never went. I don't think they go to D.C. anymore.
I don't think they go to Quebec anymore.
Because the terrorists have won. Well, everyone needs a passport to go to Quebec, so I understand that's a pain in the ass. Like, it was really an optional
trip anyway, though.
No, I know, but it used to be easy. You just need any form of government ID to get over there. Yeah, birth certificate, whatever, and now you actually need a passport.
Yeah.
And it's fucking retarded. There's such Canada is such a pain in the ass. If you have something like, if you have charges against you for, like, assault, say, and they were dropped, they may still not let you into the country. They're really fucking weird now. It's bizarre. It's like, well, we don't want you here. It's like,
well
I think our
government gave them a ton of shit, too, because the 9/11 terrorists came in through the Canadian border or something like that. Like, the border, like, a lot of people.
Yo, we're going there.
No, I know.
It's like,
I know,
I'm American.
Dude, I think
I'm
it's
coming
just,
there to spend money.
I think it's because we're giving them shit, so they're giving it right back.
Yeah, that's...
It's stupid. It's stupid. Like, if we can't get along with Canada, then who the fuck are you going
to
get along with?
Yeah, because we had to do... Exactly. We went up there for, like, some weekend when I was in a frat that I never paid dues to. And we went up there, and we had a dude who literally had to be like, all right, guys, you're going to have to, like, double up in another car because they're not letting me in because I had an assault charge that was dropped, and they won't let me in the country.
Yeah.
It
sucks. The fact that they did that kind
of
background.
Did you have to, like, turn around? Or?
Yeah, you had to turn around and go fucking back to Syracuse. Drive, like, 3.5 hours home. He was never convicted of anything. He didn't serve time.
And so by our law... He never did it.
Yeah.
As far as if you've been charged with him, you haven't been convicted.
Exactly.
It still sucks that he even shows up.
I don't, yeah, exactly.
That's,
like,
weird.
Does that ever disappear?
I don't know, dude. That's weird. That's like, that's weird bureaucratic shit that I don't know about.
Stupid.
Anyway, so, like, I had for the Washington, D.C. trip, 8th grade, I wanted to be in a room with, like, those, like, four friends that I had. Like, I didn't have a whole lot of friends in 8th grade. But they all had, like, a room, and I was, like, the odd man out. I was like, well, that sucks. Like, I don't want to be in this fucking room, like, with. I don't know, whatever.
Call them out.
Whatever leavings.
Call them out.
Dude, I can't remember who they were.
Oh, you remember the leavings.
Oh, the leavings?
Yeah, give me a choice name of the leavings.
TB.
The bus?
Yeah.
Oh, all
right. It was one of the, and I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to D.C. And I told my mom, I was like, listen, this is a situation. I really don't want to go. And she's like, oh, okay, well. And she called the school. She's like, listen, what happens if my son, like, doesn't go on the trip and he comes into school? Like, what happens for those 3 days? And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, we've got, like, a bunch of worksheets for him to do. Mom was like, that sounds fucking stupid. And she kept me home. My dad and sister were out looking at colleges for her. I stayed at home and played video games. I didn't change out of my bathrobe for, like, 3 fucking days. My mom just, like, made me food, and I just played video games for, like,
yeah,
3 days.
You're on paid vacation now.
It was
glorious.
It was so...
Yeah, you're on paid vacation.
Pete, you can tell us about that. Fucking pay vacation.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. It's all right.
It's so-so.
It's all right.
So, yeah, I mean, did you beat Ocarina of Time or like what?
Oh, in that day, no. But I think that might have been the day I beat the Zora Temple with no water tunic. Or other way around, water temple with no Zora tunic.
I still blow people's minds. It's like, listen, I'd be like, beat Zelda and like, blah, blah. It's like, my buddy beat, like, they're like, no, is that even possible? Like, well, you need the iron boots to get in, but.
Well, yeah, it's an impossibility otherwise, but I did beat it without a Zora tunic.
That's amazing.
Will Nichols tried to show me up by beating the Temple of Shadow without a Lens of Truth, but I think mine is more impressive.
Did Will do that?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we watched each other do, respectively.
And that's impressive.
Yeah, we played the game a lot. That we'd actually try and show each other off.
Isn't there a way to... Oh, I watched something that blew my fucking mind on YouTube the other day. I don't know how to look it up because it's all in Japanese, but it's these Japanese kids...
If it's insects fighting...
Japanese bug fights are incredible. Watch that shit if you can.
Watch a bunch of Filipino spider fights yesterday.
Watch that shit if you can.
The Japanese giant wasp, like, hornet cannot be beat. It just can't by, like, an insect. And it probably
I know what we're
beat,
doing
like,
immediately
yeah,
we after
watched,
the cast.
What did we watch? We watched Scorpion versus Battle Beetle?
Yeah, that was good.
Scorpion versus Battle Beetle.
Did the Beetle win?
The Battle Beetle fucking aced the Scorpion.
Because if the Scorpion can't penetrate its thing, then...
It can, but like it needs to get like in between the armor.
And it wasn't.
Yeah,
it.
Like, in, it, like, but, like where? You're going to get underneath its like it's basically its armpits, and that's it.
Ryan's Scorpion's looking like, at Turok in Wikipedia, by the way.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
The Battle Beetle just like used its huge... It has those two huge like forward hooking pincers that stick... Like, they're almost as long as its body.
The Dung Beetle?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
like
it looks like that.
It looks
and
like
it
a Dung
just
Beetle,
sort of
yeah.
just like pinned its big pincers like... Over its mid, like it just sort of just eventually crushed it. And the scorpion was biting at it and stinging it and just like eventually died.
Yeah, its skeleton was
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like couldn't hold up that.
Its bug fights are great.
Yeah, but Pete and I watched.
The intro to that video was very enthusiastic and then had a really weird like animated minotaur saying like fight round one or something.
Yeah, it was really good.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, but we're surrounded by spiders here in the swamp. So Pete and I were looking at some
boss
spiders.
Right, that is a big fucking
yeah, and
spider.
We're wondering because we have these really big spiders. They're probably like about an inch or two long.
That
the
one
biggest
could,
ones.
That one could probably fuck. No, that one's got
yeah. But
inch and
we
a half,
looked up
inches.
And it says most spiders in their entire lifetime will never fight. And even if you like put them in like a shoebox and like
yeah,
prod them at each other, they'll just
each
like
other.
Each try to get space away from one another.
Some weird spider.
And the only
bro
place
code.
You can get them to fight is this breed of spiders in the Philippines, the Filipino fighting spiders, and they put them on the end of sticks. And they sort of prod at them, and then they start going at it, and they both like shoot little webs onto the stick and like tumble and descend as they're fighting onto the ground. It's
Whoa.
Fucking badass. And then they put them back onto the sticks and start another round. It's sweet. That's... And then what they're trying to do is just bite each other's heads off. Wow. It's badass.
I watched.
It was pretty entertaining.
The video that I was that I found. I'm glad we talked. I'll be willing to talk about the bug fights more. I just wanted to throw this out there. This is something that I thought was cool. Was Super Mario 64. They were on this level where they knocked. You know how when you find one of the extra life mushrooms in that game, it'll chase you and it'll fly through whatever it is until it actually like makes contact with you and you get the one up. Because if you find it, you get it, and it chases you around.
Right,
you're familiar with this.
Yes.
The challenge they had issued upon themselves was to free the one up mushroom and have it chase them. And get all the 8 red coins and get the star before it actually touched them, like without letting it touch
them. Oh, that's
impressive. And it was a good challenge. And it took them a few tries, but they got it. It looked really fucking hard. So, I mean, I know Pete's a fucking expert at this shit, so I'd like to see you throw
that's
it down.
Really good.
That's a good challenge, right?
Yeah, I can do a lot of crazy shit in Mario 64, but that's pretty awesome.
So,
I can get to the final Bowser. Like, I can't beat the record, which is in 36 minutes, but I can get through the main storyline in 42 minutes, I believe, was my best time. And it's tricky. You got to exploit a lot of like glitches in the game, but you can do it. It's great.
I was never that good at that one. I did that game didn't drive with me.
Yeah, I didn't really like it. I don't know why.
It's so weird to me.
I just didn't really like it. I didn't really go for it.
To watch people play it, but I just like it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was playing Gold. Like I had Gold.
I
like
2D and, like, regular Mario and Game Boy more than I like that game.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
There's
I don't know why.
So much more in Mario 64.
Oh, I know. There's
awesome.
Way more. There's cannons.
If you said
shit.
Donkey Kong 64, I'd be like, right on. That game is bullshit.
I never played
Donkey
Kong 64.
64. I played all the way through, and I like didn't think it was a great game. It was just like very
sucked.
Time-consuming.
It sucked.
Yeah.
People loved it, I thought.
It just came with the expansion pack. It was the first game to
yeah,
do
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
everyone
that
like, pooped themselves.
That little red cartridge you needed, yeah.
I nearly bought that game just because I knew Perfect Dark was coming back, and I was kind of leveraged if that was a more efficient spend, like money expense. But
Perfect Dark is so good.
Oh, Perfect Dark is fucking excellent.
I love. Do you guys ever play Road Rash?
Yeah,
yes.
I played that. I played that on Sega Genesis.
Oh yeah, I played the. I played that too, and I played it on computer, and I played it again.
Red Rush is fucking awesome.
On,
I love when you cut to those weird like videos of like the cops releasing dogs on you. Yeah, it's like a dude just got in a motorcycle crash and is clearly injured, and then they just like sick dogs on it. And I remember playing this at Morgan Carter's house in like third grade, and him specifically saying, even at that age, being like, they would never do that. Screaming that. It's like they would never do that.
They did away with cutscenes and shit.
It's true.
For the Nintendo 64 version.
Shout out to Morgan. Morgan's legit.
Like even a 9-year-old Morgan, like it was like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I love all all the cop names are like Officer O'Bacon and like Officer O'Flaherty and shit. And they're always like O'Neill, like it's always Irish names. For some reason, every single cop has like an over-the-top Irish name. It's fucking hilarious. Oh yeah. And then that game.
It was great because, like, even on the Genesis, I remember there was this one moment I was playing with Safari Tanner, and like we had like fallen off. We were in like last place. We were trying to climb back on the bike or something like that, and somebody like hit us with a club, and it was like, oh shit! Like fucking computer hits us with a club. We catch up to the dude. They swing the club at us. You could take the club away from him and then like cave their skull in and then like drive
that
off
was
with
sweet.
It.
So for people who don't know what this game is, it's a motorcycle racing game.
Like illegal motorcycle
illegal
racing.
Motorcycle
like
racing. And
racing.
You need to get from point A to point B as fast as possible, and you can just win. But you get more points along the way for killing the other players. And then you get even more points for killing cops. And the cops, no, they don't just like ride up next to you and tell you to pull over. They ride up next to you and
mash
try to
you
like
off the road.
Whack you with their billy clubs until you fall off your bike and then you're quote unquote arrested and the level's over.
And you like, and there's a big incentive to get more money because then you can buy like better bikes.
Yeah, and,
like,
and that's basically like if you can buy the next class of bikes while racing in the lower class, you can just win the whole time.
Truck
everyone. So that's the key is you scrounge and you don't buy anything and you buy like the next bike and then the last three races of that circuit you
just
fucking
house
own.
Everyone. Yeah.
Ron Perlman is really good on Road Rash.
Yeah,
he's like really good on
that
show
that
I watched.
Yeah, they had like the Ron Perlman style like hogs. You know, they had like the those kind of bikes, and then they had the racer bikes. Too, and there was like competing clans. You know what I mean? You could be like one or the other.
And then they
the
like,
second game had a really disappointing ending.
Yeah, and they steal your baby for no reason, and like then you have to go.
Officer Zobel comes riding up, and then you like French kiss him and send him on his way.
Yeah, he killed like all the black racers, and then
dude, Sons of Anarchy third season final episode had so much closure, and the second season had. I mean, I think maybe two and three are just one long continuous season.
It almost felt like that, frankly.
Because nothing gets
frankly
resolved.
Lost a lot of weight and
now he's hot.
Full circle.
Have we come into the Irish theme yet for this podcast?
Why don't we come into DFH for our next podcast?
Ooh.
I also want to do the Irish theme for songs.
Why don't
too.
We just
I requested that when you
that.
Landed
outro
in Ireland
the Irish
that you play that song.
I didn't do it that often. I was kind of upset. It felt I don't know. It didn't feel right.
The
feel
Irish right theme. What?
I told him right as he was landing to have his iPod ready on the plane when he lands in Ireland, so it's like, step into this world.
You could do that, but you could, like, at, like, 2 in the morning, we'd be all, like, Pete and I would be, like, getting ready for it. We'd be, like, almost asleep, and you'd come out with your computer giggling, and then, like, hit play, and it would be that.
That blew my mind. I was like, what is this, like, fucking, like, a Family Matters thing where they go to France and, like, it has a weird French intro? Like, why the fuck are we getting so gimmicky? And it wasn't even for the whole season.
They were
it's just
Belfast,
the episodes,
right?
Like, when they're in Belfast. Yes.
They picked a good city for
and
it.
And it's the same song, but, like, remix to be Celtic or something.
Yeah,
and it's like step into this. There's a blah, 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 blah,
no,
it's just, like a weird like Celtic flute.
Just an Irish flute over the same theme song, and like it was so lame.
I like to think that the guy re-recorded it just so they could pay him again.
You gotta look
what?
This song.
Isn't there one
the
song
ass.
Where in one episode where like something really important is happening, and they actually have the chick who plays Gemma and the voice
a couple
of the
times
drama, like do like a song.
Oh yeah, Gemma gets raped, and at the end of that episode, they play her singing a song.
Ruby Tuesday, I think it was, right?
Because Christ, all right. Rolling Stones are never relevant to anything you're doing for a soundtrack. For future filmmakers, Rolling Stones are never fucking relevant.
Contrary to popular belief.
Covers of Rolling Stones,
hold on. What about a movie with, like that a bunch of people are in blackface, and that's like the point of the movie, and they play Paint It Black like the whole time? The whole movie.
Glenn,
in that Oscar-winning movie that you will make in the next couple of years.
If you
that's
made
fine.
That just straight up, you would be condemned as a racist. If you went to RISD, people think it was brilliant,
what
like
about a
brilliant
movie
social
where,
commentary.
Where the
also,
devil
if you were black.
Is like, you know, he's the that. Devil, but he's also kind of a good guy, and this movie's entitled Sympathy for the Devil.
Or if he punishes evildoers, he is a good guy, right?
He like seeks them out.
That's all he does, in fact. He kills
them before their time, you know?
What about a porno where a guy like does a bunch of chicks doggy style and he keeps cramming a thumb into their asshole and he calls it Under My Thumb?
Okay.
That's good.
All right, I'm in.
Okay.
All right, so now you've kind of...
What if we just, like, take, like, a .gif file of, like, someone tackling Cloud Strife from, like, Final Fantasy VII, and it's like, hey, you get off of my cloud. And we post it on YouTube and get, like, 1,000 hits?
Yeah, probably
that's
not.
My life plan. That's my five-year plan.
Like, we get, like, 200 likes, probably.
And, like, the top, like, comment would be, I find this difficult to masturbate to.
I find this hard to masturbate.
That's honestly the top comment for, like, half the videos.
Oh, I know. How wouldn't you like that?
And it's so funny.
I find this hard to masturbate to.
It's achievable. You can still master
it's
it.
It's hard.
You can still,
like
finish.
Difficult.
Yeah, I find myself, like, unable to stop myself from liking that comment every time I see it. And it's always the top comment already. And I'll always be like, oh, that's dude, fucking great. Yeah,
I'm on board.
Because we're watching videos of, like, a lion, like a pack of lions at night trying to, like, maul an elephant and trying to get, like, one of the babies away from the mothers. And it's like, oh, dude, I'm having a tough time, like, fucking, you know, like, squirting a load to this. Yeah.
Yeah, thinking like, about this while I'm
every video on the internet is exclusively for masturbating.
Yeah.
Whenever you talk about animals in YouTube, I'm always going to think of when we were over at Cudzie's house, her mom's place, and you guys were all out, like, drinking by the pool, and for some reason, like, I wanted to watch some playoff basketball or something like that, and for some reason, the situation shook out where I was sitting alone with, like, Scott Cracky, and he's like, hey, dude, you want to, like, see something awesome? I was like,
No, it was Mark Chioda.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Cracky.
Oh, shit. So we have another video to tell you about after this.
And Chioda just, like, sits down next to me and says, you want to see something awesome? I was like, what? And he shows me his laptop. And it's, like, Disturbed or some other similar, like, sort of Northern Florida shit rock sort of stuff playing, like, blasting. And a bunch of dudes, like, shooting lions in the face with, like, shotguns. It's, like, extreme hunting videos.
Weapons. Like,
yeah, like
rifles.
So he's got an M16. He's just, like, blowing, like, a rhino's face off. And it's just great.
I watched a similar video the other day, and it starts off... It's entitled, Man Killing Herd of Elephants.
It was the best fucking video I've ever seen.
With, like, he's sitting in a wheelchair, and he has those, like, legs, and obviously the legs are dead because they're, like, the knees
kind of,
are
like,
touching. Bent.
Like, as if he has to pee real bad.
Close together. Like, he obviously, like, picked them up and put them in the little stirrups himself. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's sitting, and he's shooting, like, an AK-74 into the distance. And there's like, rock music playing while this is going on. And then
because otherwise,
like,
you know it's cool.
And then it cuts to picture, like, to video of, like, elephants running, and, like,
and then a still,
and then it cuts back to him, and every bullet shot is like, like, Ryan, what happened?
Oh, it's after feeding back.
Is it continuing?
Oh, it's recording right now. I just thought that your trumping was feedback.
I can't hear myself in my ears.
I still can't hear Glenn. His mic is off.
Now you can hear it.
Now here we go. All right, yeah. So it's doing that, and then it keeps cutting back and forth to him shooting and cutting back to the elephants. And at the end, it's a still photo of the elephants, and then, like, sort of like MS Paint blood appears.
Yeah,
all over
just,
the
and
elephants.
It does, like, a wipe, like like going from the top of the screen to the bottom, like, horizontally. And all of a sudden, they just all have, like, red splotches with, like, drips running down it. And then it just cuts back to the dude in the wheelchair, like, shooting again, like, in slow motion.
Oh my
like
god!
Rock music all the time.
So he's obviously not shooting at the elephants, but, like, why would he whack his own video together and then edit it to, like, put fake, like, blood? Like, you're not convincing
anyone.
And let's
not lie.
What if the wheelchair dude is in on the joke?
If you put that fucking video out in, like, 1983, maybe you'd be tricking a few fucking people into believing that, but not now. You know what I mean?
The thing that slays me is just a still photo of a bunch of elephants, and then, like, just like MS Paint wipe, and then it's just like blood. And it's just like a. And it's not even, like, brown red. It's just, like, a bright red. And let's not lie. The funniest part of all this is this. It's, like, some dude in a wheelchair who owns guns and made a video.
Whoa. The spider cut a huge...
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Shit,
it's about to wrap it up. Are we about to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think...
I really need
to
pee.
You guys, we're going to wrap this podcast up because we're all staring up at a spider wrapping a huge crane fly up.
We really do need to watch... The Japanese bug fight, so they have, like, praying mantis versus, like, crawfish versus scorpion versus they're pretty awesome fights.
We can throw that in the enhanced cast.
And one last thing for the listeners, Pete and I were looking at a bunch of animal videos, and what we do then is we type in a favorite animal that we want to see, which is usually, like, lion or jaguar, whatever the fuck, or elephant, and then you just type in versus, and then look through the videos.
And with any luck, you'll get, like, one of those really shitty late, like, CG. 90s CG, like, gorilla versus bear.
What I'm looking for is, I want a legitimate
video. I really
want to
see a gorilla versus bear. Like,
I
want to
see
real.
A legitimate video where an elephant, like a bunch of lions are coming after the babies of the elephants, and elephants just fuck the lions up. Because every video
I'm voting gorilla versus bear.
It says, obviously, that's ideal.
Like a grizzly bear.
But all these videos online, it says, like, elephant fucks up, her, like pride of lions. And then it's the same video of this, like, poor fucking baby who, like, gets away from his mom for 2 seconds at night and gets mauled by, like, 15 lions. I want to see elephant, like charge through a big pile of lions.
I mean, it wasn't exactly a planet Earth had a part where, like, some lions actually were fighting some...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that, but they just sort of charge at them. The lions disperse.
Yeah, no, the lions are smart.
Yeah,
like,
I
want to
see like a fucking lion get like blindsided. Like there's a blitz that he.
Dude,
didn't
I would
know
totally
about.
Root for the lions. Though. Yeah. I totally want the lions.
No,
to
I
fuck
root
up the
for
elephants.
The lions, but every once in a while, I want to see just like a lion get like fucking tossed.
I root for the
by
lions,
an
and every once in a while, they go 0-16, and it sucks.
Yeah, then they'll get a tattoo to commemorate it.
It's bullshit. Every year, they fucking still have to play the goddamn elephants on Thanksgiving.
What a horrifying existence as a like. Can you imagine being caught in a spider? Would be like, oh fuck. Like, this invisible... like, I can't move. Holy fuck, holy fuck. And then this thing that's just, like, twice your size, like, descends on you, just, like, eats the
shit
out of you.
Would it be worse if he talked to you? I think it'd be much better if he'd be like, yes, no, I will be eating you shortly. Please stay still while
this
I wrap
you. All right, so this spider...
But if it's just, like, if he's just, like, moving you around and wrapping you up, you'd be like, ah, what the fuck, what the fuck? And he's, like, not saying anything.
Welcome
just,
back
like,
to Swamp Updates.
All right, so this spider's, like, the size of, like a 50-cent piece, and this is a big old fucking, like, wolf mosquito.
It's like a...
Crane fly,
yeah.
And
game fly.
The spider pulled it up and is just like eating its face. And it's really fucking strange and hypnotic.
Yeah, we're all just staring at this.
Yeah,
now.
We're all drinking hypnotic while staring at
it
this.
It kind of looks like a really like metal mistletoe.
Yeah. You guys want to like make out with barbed wire or something?
You guys want to come inside and feed some mice to my snakes?
Well... Should we go give in to the desires of the swamp?
We're going to YouTube animals fighting each other.
This podcast has been dedicated to Basil because that snake's
yeah.
That's
rest in peace, sweet. Basil.
Yeah.
And in memory, we're going to give you a 21-gun salute of a MIDI file. Take it away, Ryan. Good night.